Morning Watch. The enjoyment of Christ and our growth in life unto maturity. Week 1. The enjoyment of the all-inclusive Christ as the unique solution to all problems in the church. Wednesday. Related verses. Jeremiah 2:13. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, to hew out for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns, which hold no water. John 4:14. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall by no means thirst forever, but the water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water gushing up into eternal life. Psalms 36:8-9. They are saturated with the fatness of your house, and you cause them to drink of the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Isaiah 12:3-6. Therefore you will draw water with rejoicing from the springs of salvation. And you will say in that day, give thanks to Jehovah, call upon his name, make his deeds known among the peoples, remind them that his name is exalted. Sing psalms to Jehovah, for he has done something majestic. Let it be made known in all the earth. Cry out and give a ringing shout, O inhabitant of Zion. For great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Related reading. God is the fountain of living waters. God's purpose in wanting to be the fountain of living waters for his elect to drink is that he would be increased and enlarged. God needs to be the fountain of living waters to his elect because he has an economy, and his economy is to produce a counterpart, a bride for himself. The purpose of God's economy is that God would no longer be alone, but would have a wife to be his increase, his enlargement, and thus to match him as the husband. John the Baptist, speaking of Christ, says, he must increase. In the previous verse, John had said, he who has the bride is the bridegroom. The increase in verse 30 is the bride in verse 29. The bridegroom is Christ, and the bride is his increase, his enlargement. Just as Eve was the increase of Adam, being built from Adam's rib, so God's elect as the bride are the increase of Christ as the bridegroom. God's economy is to have an expression of himself. God does not want to express himself by himself alone. Rather, he wants to express himself through his counterpart. Although we are unfaithful, God is faithful. Lamentations 3:23b says, great is your faithfulness. The chorus of a well-known hymn on God's faithfulness says, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. We may understand what the Bible says and what this hymn says about God's faithfulness, either in a natural way or in a spiritual way. When some say that God is faithful, they mean that he is faithful to take care of their material needs. However, in 1 Corinthians 1:9, Paul says, God is faithful, through whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. God is faithful in this matter. but he may not be faithful to provide you a large house or a well-paying job. I would not deny the fact that God is faithful in caring for our welfare. My point is that God's faithfulness is not according to our natural understanding. Consider the sufferings of the Apostle Paul. He was called, commissioned, burdened, and sent by God. But wherever he went, he had troubles. For example, as soon as he began to preach Christ, he began to suffer persecution. Does this mean that God was not faithful to Paul? No, it means that God's faithfulness is not according to our natural understanding. When we believed in the Lord Jesus, we might have expected to have peace and blessing, but instead, we might have had many troubles and might have lost our security, our health, or our possessions. When some Christians experience such things, they may question God's faithfulness and ask why he did not prevent hardships from happening to them. We need to realize that in allowing us to have troubles, God is faithful in his purpose to turn us from idols and bring us back to himself. Our peace, safety, health, and possessions may become idols to us. And God is faithful to take these things away so that we may drink of him as the fountain of living waters. God's faithfulness is a matter of dealing with these idols and causing us to drink of him. God is faithful in leading us into his economy, and his economy is for us to drink Christ, to eat Christ, to enjoy Christ, to absorb Christ, and to assimilate Christ, that God may have his increase with us to fulfill his economy. This is God's faithfulness.